You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children and any educators that would like to come forward for a blessing with the backpacks. Let me come over here so I can see everybody's cool backpacks. Oh, I love it. And there's some back here too, right? Oh, very nice. Well, I've been thinking about the blessing of the backpacks happening today and how you might have some school supplies in your backpack, and we've collected school supplies, so I wanted to show you this school supplies I got for George. I got George a pencil. You think he'll be able to use that? Oh, well, I know that today is filled with maybe some mixed emotions, maybe a little bit of excitement. I'm excited for you guys to start a new year, but maybe some nervousness and some sadness that, my goodness, summer vacation is already over. And that's one of the things about life, is that we can feel different emotions at the same time. We can be sad and excited and a little bit nervous all at the same time. But I think I can speak on behalf of the congregation, and we are excited for you to start a new year, because part of what it means to be a follower of Jesus is that we love God with all of our body, all of our strength, all of our hearts, and our minds. And a big part of what that means is always continuing to learn and always continuing to grow our mind and our knowledge about God's world, so that we can always more faithfully love God and love others. And so I am excited for you all tomorrow. And we have some backpack tags that we are gonna ask you to put on your backpacks. Can somebody read what it says for me? I know you three can read, you four can read, you five. Can somebody tell me what it says? You matter. I think one of the things that can be hard about school is that there can sometimes be bullying, and it always seems like there's kind of this comparison trap and competitions with other people. And it can lead us to start to wonder if we matter, if our presence matters, if our existence even matters. Well, I am here today, and our congregation is here today to remind you, yes, you do matter. You matter to God, you matter to me, and you matter to your church family. And so what I'd like all of us to do is we're going to call out each person by name, and we're going to say, Cameron, you matter to God, and you matter to us. So we're going to say each person's name. You matter to God and you matter to us. And we're going to go all the way around. I'll say the person's name first, and then you repeat that litany with me. So we'll start with Cameron. Cameron, you matter to God and you matter to us. Kate. Kate, you matter to God and you matter to us. Maddie, you matter to God and you matter to us. Calvin. Calvin, you matter to God and you matter to us. Rosala. Rosala, you matter to God and you matter to us. Conrad. Conrad, you matter to God and you matter to us. Sawyer. Sawyer, you matter to God and you matter to us. Isabel. Isabel, you matter to God and you matter to us. How about to our teachers? Anna. Anna, you matter to God and you matter to us. Judy. Judy, you matter to God and you matter to us. Tina. Tina, you matter to God and you matter to us. Life can be hard sometimes, and we can wonder if we do matter, but who we are, not even just by what we do, but who we are matters. And God loves all of us, and we all make a difference in the world with our presence. Let us pray. Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church.
We have mixed feelings about tomorrow.
But help us to remember that you go with us. And that nothing can separate us from your love.
Help us
to love you with our minds,
as we journey into
this new school year.
Help us to remember
that we matter to you,
and we matter to our church family.
We love you, God.
Amen.
Thank you for coming up this morning. If you are a fifth grader or younger, you may go to Children's Church with Anna this morning.